We are continuing our previous shiur on Kinyan Arba Amos, and we saw the Rabbeinu Yonah who says that Hefker based in Hefker only means that based in is allowed to be mafkia, something from someone's rishus, removed from his rishus, but not to give it to someone else. The Avnei Nezer in the Chuvis in Tuf Tzadi Dalet and Orach Chaim writes, explaining Rabbeinu Yonah, a chiddush, he understands Rabbeinu Yonah to mean that Hefker based in doesn't even take it out of the rishus habayilim. Just chachamim or mati or other people to take it. It says yachram karuchusho, but it doesn't go out of the person's rishus. Anyone can take it, and even after someone takes it, one can suggest that the person isn't koned, like the Yireim, famous Yireim, brought in the Magen Avraham Tov Rish Lamed Zayin, that gezelakum, even though it's mutter l'shitas, that gezelakum is mutter. Nevertheless, there's no kinyan made, and it's not considered lachem. So here also, hefker based in hefker, but it's still not lachem, and even when they're mafkir, it doesn't go out of the person's rishus. And this is a davar chadash, that hefker based in doesn't go out of rishuso, just as no iser gezel, that's a very big chiddush. And then he writes that if he was in kanadav rabbi mishicha, avshara kinder abonim, yikomokon kanu machmas yeyush abaylim, that if someone is kone something b'mishicha, even though mishicha is only a kinyan d'rabbanan, but it's still a completely valid kinyan, because of yeyush bailim, and since the bailim are misyayish, so now that you do mishicha, it's completely yours. Even though rice, it's yours. Even though mishicha is only a kinyan d'rabbanan, but the person was kona machmas yeyush bailim ayin sham b'ramban. And we can bring a siyata l'dvara from the Trumas Hadesh and Mechelek Aleph Simin Shin Yud, that when someone's muchzak misafik, because of motz mechabrel v'raya, he's kone b'vada mishum yeyush bailim, because the bailim were meisiyach das, brought in the dark emotion, the taz and choshen mishpat. So it's the same idea. Once there's yeyush bailim, the bailim are meisiyach das, and then it belongs to you. So this person is only muchzak misafik, mishum motz mechabrel v'raya. But now that the bailim are meisiyach das, so it becomes completely his. So here also, he's koneh b'mashiach, even though it's only kinder abanan. Nevertheless, he's koneh because of yeyush bailim. So let's get back to our we were discussing in the previous shir, and that is that we were talking about how if you're koneh, that according to the Ran, they gave you the chatzer. Chacham gave you the chatzer of Arba Amos, and the male, if the get is placed there, the woman is kona the get properly, because now in her, it's like being in her hands. That was how the Ran understood it, and we saw the Ramban, and the Ramban also holds like the Ran. We saw the Ramban in Bava Metzia Yiram Beis, that Dalet Amos Dino Kechatzero, and then we explained that the reason he has to come on to Hefker based in Hefker is Ayitz Chatzero. And why does he have to come on, to call the Mekadesh Adaita to Rabbanan Mekadesh? And the answer is that he owes like Rabbeinu Yonah, that Hefker based in Hefker isn't going to help you to be kona something. It's only Mafkia. So since only Mafkia, it's not Maknas, so even though the Rabbanan made it Arba Amos like your Chatzir, but it's not Moel Menatar Medin Hefker based in Hefker. Because they don't have the Koch to give you the Chatzir, and therefore he had to say, it's Midin, called the Mekadesh Adaita to Rabbanan Mekadesh, Afkin Rabbanan Lekadushan Minei. And the rabbis were mafkia the kedushin. That's what we saw in the previous shir. So says Hagon Rav Nosson Zatzal that based on this we understand Rashi. When Rashi says Arba Amos Konos L'Makol Mokom, Rashi says in Yesh Svivos of Dvar Hefker, Ein Acher Rashay L'Tofso. That if around you there's a Dvar Hefker, nobody else is allowed to take it. So why did Rashi use the lashon shalila? Ein acher rashay letofsa. Nobody else is allowed to take it. Rashi should have spoken in the positive. Ukapash this lashon hagemara, that the person is koneh, that it becomes his. So why did Rashi use this lashon of shalila? That nobody else can take it. Say better. Say it actually belongs to you. So the answer is possibly that Rashi holds that there's no koach b'yat chachamim to be makne la'adam davar she'eino shelo. All they have is rishus to be mafkia me'rishusim shel acherim. Right, like the Rabbeinu Yonah holds, they only have rishus to be mafkia, to take it away from someone else. That's the koach of hefker beis and hefker, but not actually to be maknid. And therefore, he explains that kinyan arba amos means she'ein acher rashay l'tofso. They can say nobody else is allowed to take it. They're mafkia it. They remove it from anybody else who tries to take it, but it doesn't actually become yours until you're zocha b'foal. And if so, when you throw a get b'soch arba amoseha, when you throw a get in her arba ames, it's only effective meaning called a makadesh adai to drop on a makadesh, because min haTorah the get isn't in her rishus, right? Like we explained shat in the Ramban, that it's not your min haTorah, it's not your chatzer, because the rabbis don't have the koach to be makna, they only have the koach to be mafki and say nobody else can take it. And therefore the reason she's divorced is because when a get is given in such a way within her arba ames, we say called the makadish dad rabbana makadish, and they're a mafkia, they annul the kiddushin. Kamokan legabe lulav, that we require lachem, if a person's kona lulav, ayde dalet ames, we can say that he can't be makayim the mitzvah unless he's in magbir and he's machabin liskos bo. And if he takes the lulav and he's not machabin liskos bo, midim yad, or hagba, lo yatsa, because it's not considered lachem, because it's like the nyevamis and beizam and beiz, bodum nechse ager, ksav shushalad lokon, if a person is plowing and nechse ager, and he thinks it's his, and he doesn't realize that now he has to actually make a kinyan from this. There's no inheritors, but he has to actually make a kinyan. He doesn't realize that he's making a kinyan. So it's not a kinyan here also. If a person picks up the arba minim and he doesn't realize that he has to make a have to make a kinyan because he's only cornered originally by arba amos, it's not his. The Nesivus in Reis Samaches writes that Yad is only kone shalom idas midin chotzer. When is Yad kone shalom idas midin chotzer? When the chayfetz is nimsa b'soch halal ha-yad, it has to be completely in your hand. And the lulav, it's impossible that the lulav, unless you have hands the size of a 7'8" center for in the NBA, even his hands aren't big enough to fit the whole lulav. So the mele for the lulav, you have to. It's not going to work yad midin chotzer. That it's kone shalom idas. So memela, it has to have to be kone midas. And based on what we explained in the Ramban, we can also explain the Ramban in his Chedushim into Bav Metzian Ayin Aleph Amid Amid Beis. There it says that Yisrael, who borrowed money from a goy beribis, and he asked the guy to return the money. Yisrael shalav amos min anachri beribis, ubikesh lachzirim lo, mitzoy Yisrael achar v'amal lo tneim li, v'ni ala lecha kederech shata male, aser. So what happened over here? So let's see. The Gemara says Tana Rabbanan, this is Ayin Aleph Amid Beis. Malvi Yisrael Ma'osav Shel Nachri Midas Nachri Avalo Midas Yisrael Ketzad. Yisrael Shalav Amos Min HaNachri Beis. You're allowed to borrow money from a goy, Midas the goy, but not Midas Yisrael. So what does this mean? So Yisrael Shalav Amos Min HaNachri Beribis. So a Jew borrowed money from a goy Beribis. Ubikesh Lachzir, only he wants to return it to him. It's so Yisrael Acher. Another Jew found him. V'amar lo tnamli, he said, give me the money b'halva. V'ani ale lecha g'derech she'ata ma'ale lo. And I'm going to give you like you give him. Aser. Why is it aser? Why is it aser? Because he's getting ribbis from the Jew. You're not allowed to get ribbis from a Jew. He used the Gemara, Bim Hamido, Eitzel Nachri Mutter. And if he's Mamid, the Love, is Mamid, the Yisrael, who wants to borrow from him, by the Malva, the Nachri, and he gives him the money, Midas, the Nachri, then it's Mutter. Because in such a case, the Jew is the Shliach of the Nachri. If the Jew does it on his own, then no good. But if the Jew does it al shliach shel hanachri, then it's good. Frek the Gemara, why is it mutter? Ein shlichus lenachri. El reisha kevin ein shlichus lenachri v'inam dekashak mnei rabisa. So the Yisrael is giving money to the other Jew when he's taking ribbis. You can't say he's a shliach ha-menachri and shlichos le-nachri. So answers the Gemara, I'll tell you why. Because Nehi, Nehi, the shlichos le-nachri le-aslai zechiyam ed-rabon and islai. So a nachri doesn't have shlichos, but a nachri does have zechiya. That's Vayter in the Gemara at the bottom of the page. That Ravin Amar, even though a nachri is not b'tara shlichos, but is b'tara zechiya, and therefore a Jew can be zocha on behalf of the nachri if it's for his benefit. So when the second Jew receives the money from the first Jew, so he's zocha for the nachri. So it's like he's mekabel halvah from the nachri. In other words, Reuven borrowed originally money from the nachri, and then he wants to return it. Shimon wants the money, so he gives the money to Shimon. And then the ribbis is really a zechiyah on behalf of the guy. So, shlichos l'nachri lesle, but there is zechiyah mid'rabbanan. So the Shita Mekubetzis there brings, the Ramban asks, that if it's the Rabbanan, why is it mutter? Ribbis is d'oraisa. What do you mean there's zechiyah mid'rabbanan for a guy? So you're doing it on his for his benefit. Say there, but ribbis is an isur d'oraisa. So on a d'oraisa level, it's one Jew getting ribbis from another. And that's a super no-no. That's what the Shita Mekubetzis says. Shita Mekubetzis answers, "Dezuzei legoi, came to Zuzei legoi who depara lehu, b'hai ribis nami lekizu shal goi nofel. Dumal osir min atara le midrabbonim, vas nirabbonim amafkim midrabbonim." So he says that since the Zuzin is for the goi, because it's really the goi's money he's giving him, right? He owes the goi $100. And then the Jew says, "Give me the $100, I'll give you ribis." So he gives the Jew the $100 that's really coming to the guy. And then the ribbis that he's giving him is also going to the guy, because the first Jew borrowed a ribbis from the guy, and now he's going to have to continue giving the guy ribbis. So memela, it's all going into the pocket of the guy. So Akhtashita Mukubet says, since it's maybe in such a case, it's not Asir Menat Torah, it's only Asir Dirabbonon. But Asir Dirabbonon, Umafka Dirabbonon. So one Dirabbonon comes and is Mafkia another Dirabbonon. So therefore that Rabbanan, which Rabbanan? The Rabbanan of not taking ribbis, you're right, in this case it would be an Isra Rabbanan, but there's another Isra Rabbanan, there's another Heter Rabbanan here of Zechiyah for the Goy. So the Zechiyah for the Goy is Mafkiyah, the ribbis Rabbanan that the Jew is taking from the other Jew. And the Ritva writes, Ein Terutz HaMechover. He says, I don't like this answer. He says, "Kol davar shebamamon, whenever you're involved in monetary matters, so hefker beisdin gets involved, and hefker beisdin are masne in this case to be yoker davar min haTorah. They're pashit mafkia the ribbis from the Jew, and therefore." They can, when it comes to monetary matters, Beis Din has the power to navigate and to determine who gets what money and who belongs what belongs to who. So that's what's going on over here. The Beis Din is essentially saying that that's really not ribbis, and they can do that because it's davar shebamamon, and Beis Din can make conditions, stipulations regarding monetary matters. That's what they're doing here, and therefore they can de-ribbisize this transaction when it comes to the Jew, and make it that it only belongs to the guy. So why doesn't the Ramban like this teretz? Very nice teretz from the Ritva. If we were, you know, a little formal, we would give it a round of applause. Very nice teretz. So why doesn't the Ramban like this teretz? So based on what we explained, it's very good. Because how does the Ramban learn? The Ramban learns that Hefker Beis Din Hefker is only to be Mafkia, not to be Makne. So how can Beis Din give the money to the Goy? Beis Din doesn't have that power. So since Beis Din doesn't have the power to give the money to the guy, they only have the power to mafkir from the Jew, the Ramban didn't like this teretz of the Ritva. But wait a second. They're still being... What's our problem? Our problem is Ribbis. So they're being mafkir the money. Beis Din is being mafkir the money from the Jew. They're saying it's not yours, it's not your Ribbis. So right, they can't give it to the guy, but they say it's not Ribbis mitzad the Jew. So why isn't that enough? And the answer is because this mama doesn't become a hefker below Bailim. Because if so, it would come out that the second lovet doesn't have to pay. Because there's no Bailim. Because what did Beis Din do? What Beis Din did was is that they said that this money that you're giving to him is no longer your money. This money, when you're giving him, when you're lending him, that's what Beis Din's doing here. When you're lending him, Reuven, when you're lending Shimon this money, it's not your money. Right? They can't say we're giving it to the guy, and therefore this transaction is between the Jew and the guy, because they don't have power to give, they only have power to remove. So they're saying, okay, Reuven, this money isn't yours anymore. When you're giving it to Shimon Baribis, it's not your money. So there's no Ribbis problem, right? If that would be the case, then Shimon wouldn't have to return the money to Reuven. So it isn't that Beis Din is making the money completely hefker. That can't be. So the Mammon has Bailim. So who's going to be the Bailim for this Mammon that's being lent now? Is the Bailim going to be the Jew or the guy? They can't make it the guy. The money of the guy's money. Because Beis Din doesn't have the power. That's not Hefker, Beis Din, Hefker. They can't be Makane. They can only be Mafkia. And they're not just Stam taking it away from the Jew, because then it's nobody's money, and then the second Jew doesn't have to return anything. So therefore, what is it? It remains the Jew's money. And if it remains the Jew's money, then the Jew is lending Baribis. So how's the Jew lending Baribis? How's the Jew lending Baribis? So you know what the Teretz is? The Teretz is like the Ramban said, that since the money was supposed to go back to the guy and the Ribbis is falling into the pocket of the guy, it's probably only Ribbis to Rabbanan. And since it's Ribbis to Rabbanan, so Anachnu Riguim, now we're calm and we can say that Asi Dirabanan, this inyan of Zechia, of being Zoche Dirabanan, is Mafkia the Dirabanan. He's Zoche on behalf of it's Ribbis Dirabanan to the Jew, and they say, yeah, but the Jew is being Zoche on behalf of the guy. So this inyan of Zechia of Ribbis Dirabanan is Mafkia the Isser Ribbis Dirabanan, and that's how he can take it on behalf of the guy. That was the Ramban's Teretz. Okay, we still have a lot more to say. We have to miyashiv the kasha of the Avnei Miluim. How Kedushin works. Because the Ramban explained, how does a get work? The way a get works is because kol d'makadesh adaita d'rabbanan makadesh and if ki rabbanan kedushin minei. So they said when you make a kinyan of Arba Amis, even though it's only Dirabbanan, but they were mafkir the Daraisa Kedushin and called them a Kaddish, they Dirabbanan a Kaddish. So that works when it gets in within your Arab Amis. But what about Kedushin? How do you have a Kedushin Daraisa? That was the Kasha that the Avnei Miluim asked on the Ramban. And please God, in the next shir, we will see a Mahalach to take care of that. There's a Tosis Rid, there's a Ritva, there's a lot of very, very, very interesting inyanim that we'd like to discuss. This is Chuvas Chasim Sofer. It's really going to be sweet. We just asked the Rabbanu Shalom that he give us life, and we'll be able to see more. Emir Tzeh Hashem. Okay, shalom, shalom, sweetie, friends.